foot.
Right. I walk on my
feet.
And singular is?
Foot.
Okay, and they're attached to my
legs.
Yes. Okay. And thing that connects my bones together?
Your spine or your muscles, thing that collagen? We're looking for something really good, but it's still here.
Or joints?
Oh, joints,
yes. Collagen is probably more like it. Oh, dear. Okay, if you wake up one morning and you can't talk.
You're a horse.
Okay. And something you think of your grandparents having where their joints hurt and they...
Rheumatism or arthritis.
Okay, and that disease where if something bursts, you have to get to the hospital quickly or you'll die?
Either a stroke or an aneurysm.
I'm thinking of a...
Oh, appendix.
Yes. Probably if anything bursts, you should have to. Okay, how about some of those old-time dread diseases that used to come along in kind of waves and wipe out populations here in the United States?
Well, you know, going back far enough, I suppose you'd say smallpox, diphtheria... scarlet fever, meningitis, that's what I had, and polio, that was a real bad one.
Yes.
They used to call it infantile paralysis.
Yeah.
There's diseases that they had then that they were almost like common, and yet they were like diphtheria and really, really dread diseases, but they were almost like common.
And now, they've been wiped out.
Yeah, they've wiped out a lot of those for years and years. Like, you know, those really bad ones. I'm trying to think of one that, I had when I was a little whooping cough. Yeah, now they don't have that anymore.
No.
And tetanus. Mm-hmm. I knew a kid that died of tetanus because he got it from burning his hands on a firecracker.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and now they have shots and antibiotics and everything.
All of that stuff, okay.
Yeah. When I had meningitis, they told me I had the type that if anybody came in there, they just all died. I mean, it was really fatal. But fortunately, it just discovered a new antibiotic at that time. So that's what saved me.
Yeah. My great-grandmother had polio and was left with one leg.
Yeah.
That I guess had to be amputated when she had a wooden leg, and it was during that 1918 polio epidemic.
Yeah.
And that they couldn't do anything.
Well, even influenza, it used to be bad. My mother tells about in World War I how they had that terrible influenza, what's the word I'm searching for?
Epidemic?
Yeah, a real epidemic it was, and then so many people died.
Terrifying.
Yeah, it's almost like the plague.
Right. I mean, we have a lot of annoyances in modern life, but we have medical advances that make it worth it.
Yeah.
If you can't hear, what are you?
Deaf.
What? if you have a wound and it begins to heal, what forms there?
Scab.
And then once that's gone, but there's still a mark for the
scar.
All right. The number after 19 is what?
20.
Okay. The number after 26?
27.
The number after 29?
30.
The number after 99?
100.
The number after 999?
999. Is this an intelligence test?
Yes, and you're getting an A.
1,000.
The other big number we hear a lot.
Other big number we hear a lot?
That people would love to be, but...